Elizabeth Warren says ICE not making us safer after agency seized enough fentanyl to kill 5M Americans. By John Binder on October 21, 2018. Senator Elizabeth Warren says the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agency is not making us safer just weeks after ICE agents conducted a life-saving drug seizure. During a debate with her opponent, State Representative Jeff Deal, RMA, Warren said ICE does not make the United States safer. Moving back on her previous position that ICE should be abolished by now saying she wants to see the agency reformed. I want to see this agency reformed, Warren said. Because an agency that can't tell difference in the risk between a 7-year-old girl, between a woman going in for brain cancer surgery, and a terrorist or a criminal is an agency that is not working. It is not making us safer, and it sure doesn't reflect our values. Warren's statement that ICE is not making the country safer comes weeks after the agency's Boston unit seized 10 kilograms of fentanyl, enough to kill nearly 5 million Americans, off the street and arrested 40 individuals, many of whom were criminal illegal alien drug traffickers. The ICE operation resulted in the seizure of the 22 pounds of fentanyl and 40 total arrests. 8 of the individuals arrested were previously deported illegal aliens, while all of the individuals had previous criminal convictions. The operation involved over 200 federal law enforcement agents from all over New England, including the DEA, ERO, HSI, FBI, the U.S. Marshals Service, and the ATF. No sanctuary should be given to a criminal alien who has actively taken part in hurting the people of New England, Boston ICE official Todd M. Lyons said in a statement. Deal has received the endorsement of the local Massachusetts ICE union, with ICE officials opposing Warren's attacks on the law enforcement agency. Certain elected officials and politicians seeking higher office have engaged in hateful and often false rhetoric against our officers and employees, encouraging widespread death threats and the targeting of ICE officers, employees, and their families, National President of the National ICE Council Chris Crane said in a statement. For these so-called leaders to inflame this type of hatred toward our officers and staff, at a time when law enforcement personnel are being targeted and have been assassinated on our nation's streets, marks a truly dark time in our country's history, Crane continued. It's comforting to know that some, like Representative Jeff Deal, still understand the value and importance of supporting the brave and courageous men and women of law enforcement. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.